Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord, my God and King. I praise His name. He's worthy of all of our praise. And He loves us so much. You can't get over the love of God. The love of God causes you to want to share the love of God. That's the flow of the love of God. When God do good to us, we want to do good to others. And, you know, I made a radio broadcast yesterday how when we hear the word of God, a healing process begins. When our heart is receptive to the word of God, a healing process begins in us. And that's life. That's the life of God. The love of God is the life of God. The word of God is the life of God. The love of God is the knowledge of love. The word of God is the knowledge of love. You know, love has knowledge. Love does something. It has rules and regulations. Holiness is a regulation of love. Wisdom is an expression of love. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And when you walk in the knowledge of God's word and experience it, you have the understanding of love. And when you compare other things to it, you see what's right. See, people that don't know God, hear me good. People that don't know God, they don't know what to believe. They've been hijacked by the world, estranged from the Lord their God and King. But they're made in His image. And their heart, when they hear the word of God, it registers something in them. If they have a good and honest heart, the word will form in it. If they have a rebellious heart, they are rejected. If they have a hardened heart, you know, what can harden a man's heart? And that's evil living, evil examples, evil speech, evil actions. Evil desires can harden a man's heart. So when our hearts are hardened, then you'll judge the word unwisely. You won't, you know, people that are skeptics, something happened, somebody, they were let down somewhere. Or they desire the world somewhere. The world system will harden your heart. The world system, it don't just lure you in with desire. That's a way it works against you. It also aggravates your life. It questions God. Some people are going to hell. They don't get anything out of the lies that Satan tells. Some people do have, they go out to pleasure. At least they're satisfied now. But some people are bullied out of the kingdom of God by demons, by evil activity. Parents that are foolish in their way and won't train their children the way that they should go. Don't teach them about life. Argue in front of them. Never forgive people. Talk about what they'll do to people if somebody crosses them. Just like people who love God prepare their children to love God and love others. People that love the world somewhere, they prepare their children to be exactly like they are and worse. So whatever you're persuaded by, that's what you'll do. Persuasion can be a blessing and it can be a detrimental curse. When the enemy works hard to aggravate people, to keep them from receiving the word of God. Then false information and pride. When people get into religious pride, that's a bad demon. Religious pride is a terrible demon. When people think they know something, when they think they got it right and they know something, when more light try to come, they look at what they know. See, pride looks within, what I think, what I feel, what I do, what I approve. And the people around me, I approve the way we think, they approve the way I think, this is new, so I'll disqualify. That's religious pride. It's cold-hearted. It's stiff-necked. It won't listen. And the enemy tried to weave it into the church. Why do you think people are so reluctant? Reluctance against God makes no sense. It doesn't. It's not going to do you any good when you're reluctant against the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of counsel and might, and of the fear of the Lord. He manifests himself to us seven ways according to what we need the most at the time. And when you hear what he has to say and follow through, then you're going to come to an understanding. You're going to see what God saw in the first place. And you're going to be able to do what God does. And not watch this, and you'll be able to judge like God judges. Because your life is in a healing process. And a lot of times people's lives are not being healed. They're staying like they are. They're struggling and going through this life unaware of more light. And they pray for God to do something, but they're not receiving more. If you're not receiving the light of God's word, if you're not receiving it in your heart so that you can understand and go forward, if you're not receptive, then you're blockading the healing process that you need. A lot of times people are praying for relief. Most prayers are so they'll have some form of relief. Financial relief, emotional relief. You know, they want their lives to work. They want good jobs, houses, cars, less problems. But see, when you hear God's word, the healing process forms in you. And you can, not only, you want a lot of things you just won't need because you'll be making wise decisions and choices. You'll be doing people right, and spiritual wealth will be mounting up on your life instead of the wrong things in this of the world encroaching and destroying and bringing your life down to a miserable activity. So when you follow God, you'll be able to do things that you normally couldn't do. You'll see things that you normally wouldn't see. A lot of people focus on what they do, how they behave, how they act, trying to please God. God already loves you. But when you have the heart of God, the word of God will give you, your heart will match his. You'll have a heart full of love, and you'll be wanting to do the things of God. And you'll overcome and break through the struggles of this life, all of it. If people are faithful with the Sermon on the Mount, they'll receive Jesus. And their understanding will form in them because they will be doing the things of life. If they do what Jesus said to the address to the seven churches, it will fulfill their life. Not just survive this life, it will fulfill their life. Because when you're in the love of God, you can see better, you can hear better. You can receive the word better. You can understand more, and you can understand it faster. And the faster you get it, you receive and do God's word, the faster you receive it, the better judgments you'll make, and your character goes up. And as you grow, you see more and you see it faster. You're able to be settled into the word of God. You won't be so needy. You'll know for a fact that you're complete in him. And you'll learn you don't have to look for props and crutches in others. You don't have to yield to the whims of other people. You don't need people to make you something that you don't think you are. But when you're complete in Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you and blesses you and makes himself known in your life. This is the advantage of receiving God's word, the healing process for you. And so many multitudes of people, they began to receive the word of God, but for whatever reason, their hearts like the heart of stone, ground with stones in it. They don't get much root. When the word takes root in you, you can do even more. If the word don't grow roots in your life, then the challenges of this world, under pressure, you'll side with the world. This is why lukewarm people can be so treacherous. You have to have the roots in the Word of God. When the Lord do a miracle in my life, things that are notable, things that are good, I say I'm going to remember this against the evil days, against the hard days. When I don't understand, I'm going to look at this. See, faith looks to God. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. I don't need man's approval on anything. If they approve what I'm doing, it's because they love God. If they reject what I'm doing, it's because they don't love God. It's not that hard and complicated. But I love God, and I'm going to do His word. And I decided a long time ago, I'm not going to quell the knowledge of God's word for religious reasons. You know, people, they have pet doctrines, and they want you to follow the narrative that they have. The only narrative I follow is the Word of God, pointing to Jesus Christ. His blood washed away my sin. He died and rose again to justify me. I'm going to rise with Him. If my body dies, I'm going to be resurrected. I can live in Him. I don't need somebody's approval. I'm not going to try to stay in a doctrine, in a denomination, and so that they'll approve me. I know better, but I quell the Word of God and don't preach the things that bring life, trying to stick to a narrative. I want the roots, all the roots that will grow deep in my heart, they will grow deep in my heart. And then I make change and adjustments. And when my adjustments interfere with somebody's doctrine, that's just too bad. It doesn't matter if I don't preach in their churches, or be ostracized, or be kicked out, or be looked down upon. I'm going to follow Jesus, and I land where I land. And I took this position when the Lord first called me to the ministry. I decided I'm going to see what happens when I follow God. And I guarantee it was just like I thought. You don't get invited to preach a whole lot when you stand for the Word of God, even in this country. But there are people who would love to hear you. And I waited on the Lord to give me a platform to preach from. And He chose the radio broadcast and eventually the website. And the Lord is reaching many of you through this ministry. And when you minister God's word according to the Holy Ghost, people that shun the word of God will shun you. People will treat you just like they treat God. People that love to hear you, they love to hear God. People that don't want to hear you, they don't have an appetite for the knowledge of God. Their appetite is fixed on another position. And they think, and it's not, see, the false information can't work in your life. And it's hard to detect. The only way to kill false information, and I like to use the word kill and annihilate, because you can annihilate wrong doctrine. But you have to have more light to do it. You have to, when you worship God and go in His presence you start seeing things that's right and seeing things that's wrong. When Jesus addressed the seven churches, first He mentioned their strengths, what they had right. Then He mentioned what was holding them back and what they were doing wrong and what they needed to change. If He had a problem with what they were doing, he acknowledged it. Said something about it. He didn't act like everything was cool. He said, I have somewhat against you. Against you. And right now, in real time, God has something against His people because of the positions that they've taken. See, when you do things God's way, you have an appetite for the Word of God. You gravitate to it, toward it. I've tried to share revelation. Now, remember, revelation, when it comes to us, it can be puzzling because it challenges everything we already think we know. And some people break through and they want more. They can judge that this is God and they want more of it. And then there are those who they feel embarrassed, or they feel like they're looking at, they're comparing you against themselves. And it's not wise to do that. Whatever you learn from the Lord and God gave you, I would love to have it. I mean, I would love to hear it. Why? Because it came from the heart of God. And some people are more articulate in their delivery of what God told them. And some, they struggle to get the point across. But when there's a jewel of God's word in there, you know it. And some people get, I don't even like to say this, but sometimes people get envious of it because they love the preeminence and they feel disqualified in the presence of somebody that's telling the truth, and they walk away. But anything that can harden our heart against the word of God gives us problems. Then there are hearts that's, you know, the seed that's sown among thorns, the cares of this world, the lust of other things entering in, chokes the word. And they become unfruitful. They can't bear fruit because they're always worried about this life. When you don't have to live in your strength, you live in His strength. You do it His way. And He'll give you knowledge and wisdom, understanding and power and might and all that you need to do what He does. Because God loves you. And He thinks of everything. He knows how to secure your life, how to bless your life, guide you in all truth, and make you, and to help you become, you'll choose to be productive instead of needing. You'll be productive. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Live like those that have a good and honest heart that just welcomes the word of God and receive it in. That's what God can bless. No matter the time, the Lord's not, He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life all day long. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.